Lulu loved to be outside. There was something about nature that made her feel alive. On Mondays, she chased beautiful butterflies through the fields. On Tuesdays, she flew a homemade kite along the road. On Wednesdays, she wrestled in the mud with her brothers. On Thursdays, she rode a water buffalo. On Fridays, she climbed coconut trees. On weekends, Lulu spent her time catching anything that caught her attention. When she found just the right fish, she kept it in a glass jar filled with water. When she found a cricket, she kept it as a pet in a matchbox in her pocket. No matter the day, no matter the weather, Lulu always ended the day in muddy shorts with a muddy, smiling face to match. If anyone asked Grandma, "Where is Lulu?" you could be sure that Grandma would answer, "Have a look outside." Only no one ever asked where Lulu was. No one ever came looking for her because she did not have any friends. The other kids thought Lulu was strange. They didn't understand why she enjoyed wrestling in mud or why she cartwheeled while others walked. Hearing her speak aloud to animals confused them. And when she dangled upside down from a tree above them, yelling, "Aha!" she frightened them. Lulu had not always been friendless. Once she'd had a best friend, Milo, but the other boys had teased him about being friends with a girl. Now Milo only played with the boys who had teased him. Lulu tried to play with the boys too. She showed them her cricket and tried to make friends, but none of them wanted to play with her, not even Milo.
"Look, it's Lulu the loser," said a boy. "Go away, you're so weird."
Lulu looked at Milo, but he said nothing.
"I'll show them," thought Lulu, storming off.